You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Like I said, yesterday was a travel day for me, so I missed, it spaced completely, if you'll pardon the pun, on the news release of NASA releasing the first photograph from this new telescope, the James Webb Telescope, that's looking far out into space and deep, way back into time.
Deep space. Yeah, they're saying what you're seeing is like a billion years ago, essentially, right?
Way more than that,
even more
than
that. Yeah. I was reading something around the
like 12 billion years ago.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's a pretty cool picture. It's super clear, so they did a good job with that. It's like, you know, 12 megapixel or something. They put a really nice iPhone on that satellite. But yeah, I was actually laying in bed last night with Knick Knack, and I was like, you want to see something cool? And I pulled it up, and we were looking at it, and I was trying to explain to her. I was like, the ones that are like really bright with the, you know, the lights coming off of it, I was like, those are stars within our galaxy. And then if you look beyond that, those are all galaxies on their own. And trying to explain, like, within each of those is, like, a billion stars.
Hundreds of billions.
And then, like, trillions of planets, potentially, rotating around all
those
stars. And I was like, doesn't this make you feel insignificant? She's like, oh, my God, yeah.
That's the thing. It makes our little puny species seem, you know, talk about putting everything into perspective. Because we think we're the center of the universe. Each individual person thinks of the center of the universe,
yeah,
and then as a species, we're so insignificant in the grand scheme of things. And then what's mind-numbing to me is that this is, so all of this you see, it's thousands of galaxies.
Yes.
Thousands. And it occupies the amount of space, if you held your hand out at arm's length, like, boom, up into the sky. Mm-hmm. And you held a grain of sand. That's the amount of space that
that's
it's looking
the square,
at.
Square, essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Of that photo.
Is a grain of sand held out at arm's length. So multiply that times the entire sky.
We're nothing.
We're nothing.
We are truly nothing.
And it is just a beautiful photo.
It really is pretty. The colors, and it's just, honestly, as I was looking at it, it's just really hard to comprehend. How vast and how large it is. If you want something on a smaller scale, after we were talking about that, I pulled up, there's an image from Voyager 1 that snapped a picture of Earth from 4 billion miles away. It zipped out 4 billion miles, spun around, and took a shot of Earth. And it is a grain of sand amongst a sea of blackness.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, everything you've ever known, learned, you know, people that have lived, died, is all on that little dot.
Tiny speck.
It's a tiny little speck in this vast void. And whoa, bro.
Those photos are cool. There was one of the probes around Saturn that got to the other side of Saturn.
I saw that one, too.
And it took a picture back through the rings.
Yes.
And between a couple of the rings, there's the tiny little, what they call the pale blue dot.
Yep.
Just tiny through there.
Dink.
And you
here
go,
we
that's,
are.
That's us.
Everything we do and live and freak out about and fights and da-da-da, this little blue dot, we're nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
Now, my question is this, is it awe-inspiring, is it motivational, or is it depressing?
Depressing.
It is?
I think it's slightly depressing.
I don't. I look at it the other
it's
way.
It's fascinating, but just kind of like, oh, we are really insignificant.
I find it as inspiring because, to me, this is just me, I don't speak for anybody else, the argument that we are alone in the universe now is preposterous.
Yeah, looking at something like this.
I don't think the other life forms we're going to find or intelligent life forms are going to be anything like us. They won't look anything like us. Science fiction likes to give them two arms and two legs and a head. It's not going to look like that.
Who knows what's out
but
there.
But it's so massive, and it's been around for 12, 13 billion years. We're not alone. We just got to find them.
Just keep looking.
Or do we not want to find
that's
them?
That's right. They will annihilate us.